Peter Ladjour, Duke County Commissioner, says gunmen attacked a cattle camp in Pokthap.
Yesterday at 3 p.m., the fighting erupted in Pokthap Buma, Dupayuelpayam, Duke County. That fighting, it killed 9 people and 17 wounded in our side. And the number of the cattle have been taken by the attackers. There are 7,000 head of cattle. Actually, the attackers are a greater reward administrative criminal. Two of them were being killed during the fight. They are morally.
On Friday, he told VOA that 14 people with life-threatening gunshot wounds were flown this morning for treatment at Juba Military Hospital. Abraham Kelang, Information Minister for the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, says he has been informed of the Duke attack and that his government stands ready to monitor the movement of the suspects in an effort to arrest them and return the stolen cattle.
This is not very good report, but if it's really true, we government of GPA will condemn that criminal attack, and also we are waiting. If they come in our side, we will collect all the thing and we will return back that cattle. Second, this morning I had this information and I communicate with Commissioner of Gumruk to observe that all the roads. If really you come in that side, we will let you know. And also we give pressure to Commissioner to observe that issues.
Cattle raids have been a leading cause of violence among communities in the region for decades. Elizabeth Nyadak-John, Jonglei State Information Minister, says several efforts to stop such raids have been unsuccessful.
The government of Jonglei State and the government of Greater Pibor have been just finishing the peace talk in Juba recently. And again, they even talk in governor's forum about that. This is beyond government. This is a criminal group of youth that are mobilizing themselves to go and attack the group of people.
Nyadak urges the national government to deploy forces to the region to help prevent more cattle raids. Kelang, the Greater Pibor Information Minister, says disarming youth can help end the cycle of violence.
Because if government doing disarmament, no more use of guns in hand.
In South Sudan's pastoral communities, cattle are highly valued and used as a store of wealth and sign of social status. The animals are used to pay dowries and compensate crime victims. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.